Hey, thank you so much for checking out today's message. Our hope with this content is that it would help you come to know Jesus, follow Jesus, and lead others to do the same. If you're grateful for this word, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to our channel, and also you can partner with what Jesus is doing here at Elevate City through giving. There's a link below for that as well. Here's today's message. I can't wait for you to hear it.
Man, I'm so excited to be up here. If we haven't met yet, my name is Thomas, and I have the honor of serving on staff as our community pastor. And I would love to meet you. I would love to get to know your story and just hear more how we can get you connected into the story that Jesus is writing at this church. We've been in this collection of talks called Jesus People, and it's been so cool seeing the ways that people are starting to reorient their lives to follow Jesus. Like the ways that people are starting to reimagine their lives, their habits, their jobs, their purposes to start to look like Jesus people. Like, can we just make some noise for this series? Like, I love that our church, like, this isn't just stuff we talk about. Like, we show up as Jesus people. Like, this matters to us. And so the culture statement we're going to be jumping into today is adventure is our attitude. Adventure is our attitude. This is one of my favorite culture statements we have. And I thought there's no better way than just by reading something that sums up what adventure means for the church. The Lord appointed several hundred people to gather each Sunday and listen to Pastor Joey say some fancy words. Hopefully for a maximum of 1 hour, which is highly unlikely. Every January, the Lord would call the people to read the book of Genesis, period. Occasionally, each week, the people would go to an awkward small group, realize that it was the awkward small group, and then not go to groups, because groups just weren't for them. In addition to this, the church would sing songs to God, and occasionally get a hand out of the pocket, but only when it was that one Bethel song. Each week, they would try to be a good person, hoping that someone in their workplace or community would notice and decide to give their life to the Lord. All of humanity would be changed forever by this way of living. The walls would come crashing down and revival would break out, like that one really catchy worship song that we sing. If we can be honest, this is the adventure of following Jesus that some of us have fallen into today. This is the story of faith that some of us have accepted. This is the Jesus following adventure that some of us believe in. Some of us even wish that this was scripture. And I'm here today to convince you that Jesus following is so much better than that. The adventure of following Jesus is so much more sweet, it is so much more beautiful, and there is so much more purpose to following Jesus. So now I'm going to read actual scripture, and we're going to be in Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Jesus, in this passage, is he's addressing 72 of his closest followers. 72 people who walked with Jesus and followed Jesus. And I love this story because these are ordinary people. Like, these are ordinary people who had jobs, they had hobbies. They were like us. They were ordinary people, yet Jesus uses them to change the world. Just listen to this story. It says, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near. But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, even the dust of your town that clings to your feet, we will wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom than for that town. Elevate City, the question I want to ask you today is, are you living the adventure that God has for you? Are you living the adventure that God has for you? You see, if we want to be Jesus people, then we have to realize the adventure that Jesus has called us to. One of the things I love most about this passage is in verse 1, it says, after this, the Lord appointed 72 and sent them on ahead of him. If you're taking notes, I just want you to write down that word sent. Just write down that word sent. If we want to live the adventure that Jesus has for us, we have to start living as if we are sent. Like, we have to. It's crucial. The early believers, they lived lives where they were sent. They weren't safe. Let me explain to you the difference. Safe says, I really hope people notice that I'm a Christian. Like, I really hope people in my workplace notice that I might smile a little bit more than the other coworkers here, that sometimes I'm on time. They may see the Bible on my desk. Like, living safe means we show up to church because it's just something we feel like we need to do. And as soon as we're asked to do something more, then we're out of here. Like, living safe means we are missing the miraculous miracles that Jesus can provide. Like, when we live safe, we're living calculated, and it doesn't feel like an adventure. When we live sent, it means we're kicking down doors. It means we're doing anything and everything to find out the adventure that Jesus is calling us to. Like, we're telling our friends about Jesus. We're inviting our friends to church. We're discipling people. We're starting equip groups. We're starting churches. We're living on mission. Like, living sent means we wake up every day and we say, okay, God, where are you going to take us today? Like, what adventure are we going to go on? Like, who do you want to save today, God? Like, the question we're asking when we wake up is, like, God, who do you want to save? Like, let's go find some lost souls and let's bring them back to Jesus. Like, that's what it means to have adventure as our attitude. Like, we're waking up and we're going, God, what do you want to teach me today? What new thing about your character do you want to show me and reveal to me? Like, that's what it means to have adventure as our attitude. You see, this isn't just something we do as Jesus people. Like, we don't just do adventure. We don't just take part in adventure. Like, this is who we are. Like, when we leave these doors, we're leaving these doors with an adventure as our attitude. Like, it's a posture for us. It's an identity for us. It's an identity for us individually. It's an identity for us as a church. Like, when you show up to work on Monday, you are sent way before you are an employee. Like, Jesus people, we do not go to work the same as the rest of the world. Like, tomorrow, we do not show up to work like the rest of the world. We show up on adventure, on purpose, ready to see what God has for us. It's like an everyday thing. When you see that single mom in the grocery store and she's fumbling through her wallet and you can tell she just doesn't know how she's going to pay for her groceries, like, you're saying yes to the adventure that God has for you in that story. Like, you're saying, okay, God, like, I see this mom. I see she's struggling. Like, what do you want me to do about it? Like, am I supposed to pay for her groceries? Am I supposed to pray for her? Like, you're asking those questions. When you hang out with your friends, you're saying, okay, God, like, what adventure do you want to take my friend group on? Like, how do you want to teach us to live as a community of believers? There are so many lost people, and we have to start living as if we are sent to find them, like we are on a rescue mission. Like, realize this, the God of the universe chooses to use people like us. Like, what a story. Like, the God of the universe chooses to use ordinary people like you and me to go on a rescue mission, on an adventure to find lost souls and bring them back to him. Like, I want you to know, like, about God. Like, God could write the gospel in the clouds. He could save everybody in the blink of an eye. He could shut my mouth in a second. Yet he chooses to use people like us. It's beautiful. This is the adventure that Jesus has called us to. And this needs to become our attitude. The adventure that Jesus calls his people to is written all throughout the story of the Bible. I love if you just look back at the very beginning in Genesis, God creates this massive garden. He calls it Eden. He gives it to Adam and Eve to be enjoyed for adventure. God says to Abraham in Genesis 12, leave your people and go to a land that I will show you. So Abraham steps into adventure. Noah is told to build a massive boat to save all of creation, and God uses Noah for a wild adventure. Moses leads his people out of Egypt, and they spend 40 years in the wilderness. What an adventure. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego go into the fiery furnace, and God saves them. What a story of adventure. God uses Esther in a crazy, dramatic adventure as an undercover agent. David takes down Goliath in an epic adventure. At Pentecost, 3,000 people give their lives to Jesus in a single day. What a story of adventure. Paul and Silas sit in prison, bound by chains, and they start singing hymns to God and worshiping Jesus, and the chains literally break and they're set free. What an adventure. In Mark 2, four friends find their other friend. He's broken, he's a paralytic, and they dig a hole in a roof and they lower him into the house where Jesus is so he can be healed. What an adventure. But I want you to know that Jesus took on the ultimate adventure. Like, before we adapt this posture of adventure, we need to realize that Jesus took on the ultimate adventure. Like, before any of these stories, before us being sent out, we need to realize that Jesus came from heaven to earth. He took on the ultimate adventure to die a brutal death on a cross so we could be in relationship with him. Like, this adventure could not be possible if Jesus did not become fully man and die for our sins. And before we start to believe in the adventure that God has for us, I just have to ask the question, do you realize what Jesus did for you? Like, Jesus was sent to you. He came for you in your sin. And now we get to be sent out by Jesus. I love that at the end of verse 1, it says that they were sent out two by two. If you don't know, I love community and I love small groups. And I love the fact that Jesus, he designs us to be together. Like, he constantly designs us to do life together. When we see him send them out two by two, it's because Jesus knew they couldn't do this alone. Like, he knew they couldn't do this alone. This is why we push you guys week after week to get into small group. This is why we have equip groups. This is why we want to see you discipled. This is why we gather here on Sunday, because adventure is our attitude together. Like, that's our identity as a church. Adventure should increase when we're together. Like, when we come in here on Sunday, we should get filled up so that we can go and live out as adventure as our attitude. Like, we're saying yes to what Jesus has for us. This is the story of our church. If you're new, we've done a lot of adventurous things. Last year, we did 21 nights of church in a row, and it was crazy, but it was a wild adventure that God called us to. And, like, God showed up in the midst of that. This is why we did a 22-day fast to start our year, because we were expecting Jesus to call us out on adventure. Like, this is why we do City Serve and we serve on Saturdays, so we can, as a church, come together and say, okay, we're gonna posture ourselves to serve our city. Like, we're gonna posture ourselves to go and say yes to the adventure that Jesus has for us in our city. Like, we just become bold when we're together, and this is why Jesus sends them out two by two. Like, something happens when we start to dream about the adventure of following Jesus together. Like, can you imagine if this was, like, what our conversations were and this is what we did for fun, where we started to just dream about the kind of places that Jesus wanted to take us? Like, the kind of people that Jesus wanted to save, the kind of people that we could pray for. Like, we just gathered outside of Sunday and we said, okay, let's go. Like, let's go see how many people we can share the gospel with. Like, let's go see how many people we can pray for. Like, let's go see how many people God wants to reach. Like, can you imagine if this was our attitude, was just adventure? Like, I can't even begin to imagine the kind of stories that would take place. The next thing that Jesus has for these 72 believers is he sends them to pray. He sends them to pray. It's the first thing Jesus tells them to do. He says, therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Like, when was the last time you prayed for the adventure that God had for you? Like, when was the last time you just asked God, like, God, where do you want to take me? Like, who do you want me to pray for? what lost soul are you telling me to go and share the gospel with? Like, what part of my job am I not tapping into the adventure that God has for me? But then also, when was the last time you saw prayer as an adventure? When was the last time you started to see prayer as this adventure of a conversation that you get to have with God? Like, you get to dive into this conversation where God is listening to you, like the God of the universe hears you, and you get to pray to him. What an adventure. This makes me think of my friend Caden. Caden's our Now Gen director. A lot of you guys know Caden. And Caden makes me love prayer more. Like, when Caden starts to pray, I'm like, okay, it's about to be an adventure. Like, I have no idea what this boy is about to say. I have no idea what bold prayers he's going to pray for. I don't know what kind of scripture he's going to bring up. Like, today in family prayers, he was like, all right, we're going to the throne room, Jesus. Like, I'm like, wow, this is an adventure. But Caden makes me love prayer more. We did this thing as a staff about a year ago where we did a 24-hour fast. A lot of you guys were a part of it, but we fasted for 24 hours straight, and every hour we did teachings and prayer off the top of the hour, and Caden and I were the only ones with no kids, and so we had the night shift, and so we're up at 3 a.m., and we're like, why did we say yes to this? Because adventure. we're praying, and we're just seeking the face of God, and we're just praying together, and I'll never forget, like, we're sitting at City Hall down the road in Sandy Springs, and we're just praying, and we're seeking Jesus. And I'll never forget, like, something just broke within us. Like, something just broke for our city. Something just broke for the people in our city who don't know Jesus. Like, something in us just, like, created this urgency that there were so many more people that we still had to reach. Like, prayer throughout that night, like, moved us into this attitude for adventure. We were praying at 6 a.m., and at 6 a.m., our friend Nate, a lot of you guys know Nate. Nate's awesome. Nate joins us because he sees what we're doing on Instagram. And at 6 a.m., Nate is praying with us, and, you know, Nate's kind of new to the faith and just went through this wild life transformation. And we're just praying for Nate, and we're praying for what's going on in his life. And at 7 a.m., we're walking around the Marriott, and Nate looks at us, and he goes, I think I want to get baptized. Like, I'm like, dude, it's 7 a.m. Like, don't you want breakfast? Like, he's like, I want to get baptized. We're like, okay, like, let's go. And so at 8 a.m., we baptized Nate in a hotel pool. Like, what an adventure. Yeah. And a lot of you guys don't know that that's how that story went, but that's how that story went. And so, and we got to celebrate Nate's baptism because his attitude was adventure. And he said, all right, we're praying, and the Lord is telling me to get baptized, and so I'm going to get baptized. Like, that is what God has for me. And I started to wonder, like, if we just started to pray, like, what would happen? Like, what kind of stories are a prayer away? Like, what kind of people are a prayer away? Like, if we started praying for people and for the adventure that Jesus had for us, like, what would start to take place? Our excuse all the time is that we don't know enough. Like, we say, like, I've got to go through Equip, like, three times, or I've got to, like, go to seminary, or I just don't know, like, the Bible, like, you guys. I just don't know. I got to go. I still have so much longer to go before I can say yes to the adventure. But I think the reality is we just don't pray enough. Like, we just don't pray for these kind of stories. I want you to know that if you spent your entire life praying, it would not be a life wasted. Like, it would not be a waste of your life. If you spent your entire life praying, it would be an adventure you would never forget. Why? Because prayer paves the way. It plants the seed. It opens the door. We need to be people who are sent, but we need to be people who are first sent to pray. If prayer isn't the center of this adventure, it's just not going to happen. It just won't happen. In verse 3, it says, go your way. Behold, I'm sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Immediately after Jesus tells them to pray, he tells them to go. Like, pray and then go. There is an action required in this Jesus following thing. Like, he's telling them, like, you can't just stay comfortable. Like, you're going to have to get uncomfortable. Like, this faith, it's not going to be easy. Like, this Jesus following thing, it's not going to be boring. Like, I would just ask the question, like, if you're sitting here today and you're going, I didn't think this Jesus following thing would be so boring, then I would just ask, have you said yes to where God is leading you? Like, have you prayed and listened to the action that he is calling you to? Have you said yes to the next step that he has for you? You see, adventure requires us to move. It requires us to take a step. Like when we feel that tug on our spirit, because we all have, when you feel that tug on your spirit and you feel like God is telling you to do something, like our posture as Elevate City, as Jesus people, is we say, okay, God, like what are you up to? Like what adventure are you calling me to right now? Like in what ways are you calling me to pursue this adventure? Like what, how do you want to move? Like I'm ready, like use me. Like I'm here, my posture is yes, and as soon as you say go, I'm going. Like you have a posture where you are saying yes to the adventure that God has for you. That neighbor that's across the street from you, God wants to take you on an adventure. Invite them over for dinner. That coworker who sits next to you in the office next door, like God wants to take you on an adventure, take them out for coffee and invite them to Equip. That family member who's an outcast and you don't talk to anymore and you've given up on, like Jesus wants to take you on an adventure, call them up and ask how you can pray for them. That mission trip that you don't think you could fundraise for, Jesus wants to take you on an adventure, sign up for the trip. And that friend who won't say yes to coming to church with you, Jesus wants to take you on an adventure, so just kidnap them, put them in their car, and get them here. So it'll happen. But a posture of adventure can take you places you never thought you would go. Like I woke up this morning, and I was just reflecting on the adventure that Jesus has allowed me to take. Like never in my life could I have ever imagined the kind of places that I would go to because of Jesus following. I never could have imagined sitting across from underground church planters eating weird foods like stingray and just talking about stories of adventure. Like, I never could have written a story better. Why? Because Jesus loves to take his people on adventure. And our posture needs to be yes. He tells these believers in the passage, he says that they're being sent as lambs in the midst of wolves. Lambs in the midst of wolves. He knew they were going to be rejected. Like Jesus knew that this adventure was going to be really hard. He knew that there were going to be really high highs and really low lows. Like he knew it was going to be difficult. He knew it was going to take guts and grit. He knew it was going to be challenging. He knew that they were going to get doors slammed in their face. He knew that they were going to be told no. Yet they still went. Like Jesus sets the scene and he says, you're going to be told no. I'm sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves, and they still go. Your goal is not other people's acceptance of you. Like as a Jesus follower in this adventure, your goal is not other people's acceptance of you. Your goal is your obedience. Your goal is to say yes to what Jesus has called you to do. We live for the audience of everyone, and these believers, they lived for the audience of King Jesus and King Jesus only. Like, how can we start to recover some of that obedience where we start to say, okay, Jesus, like, I'm only living for your approval. I'm only living for you. I'm only saying yes to you. I don't care what the world thinks. I don't care the times I get laughed at. I don't care about the times I say no, but the times people are going to say yes, and I care about being obedient to the mission that you have called me to. Like, I want us to get to heaven, Elevate City. I want us to get to heaven, and I want us to have no doubt that we left it all on the line for King Jesus. Like, I want us to be confident in what Jesus allowed us to walk into because we said yes to following him. I want us to approach the throne room of Jesus, and I want us to see people that we were obedient to share the gospel with, that we were obedient to pray for. I want to see single moms that we were able to pay for their groceries. I want to see families that got rescued, marriages that got restored, because we said yes to stepping into the chaos. Like we said yes to the adventure that God has for us. Like, can you imagine just sitting around the banquet table and we're telling stories of how God was faithful? Like we're telling stories of the ways that Jesus worked. If we want to be Jesus people, we have to be obedient to the adventure that God has called us to. He says, later on, he says, carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. I think Jesus is saying that this adventure, like, it's going to be hard. And if we carry all the weight of this world, we're not going to make it to the destination. Like, if we carry all of these things from culture and society and all of these things that we carry with us in this Jesus-following thing, like, we're not going to make it to the adventure that Jesus has for us. Like, he's telling the believers, travel light for a reason. Because there's somewhere they need to go. This weight that we are carrying, it could stop us. Like, it could stop us from meeting the people that we were meant to meet, praying for the people we were meant to pray for. Like, if you want to live for eternity, you have to let go of the things that are momentary. Like, you have to. Like, if you want to see this adventure take place in your life, you have to stop thinking about the things that are holding you back. Like, what's stopping you from saying yes to the adventure? Like, is it comfort? Like, you've kind of settled into this comfortable faith and this Jesus following, and it's safe. And so, is that stopping you? Is that the weight you're carrying? Like, your need to be comfortable? But Jesus is calling you to be uncomfortable today. Is it fear? Like, your fear of what could happen, your fear of society looking down on you. Like, is fear stopping you from seeing Jesus take you on a wild adventure? Is it pride? Is it your pride? Is pride stopping you from saying yes to the adventure of following Jesus? Is it approval? Like, you just want your friends to have approval for you and social media, and so you don't want to post because you don't want people to think poorly of you. Like, is that stopping you from the adventure of following Jesus? Is it culture? Like, our culture is so dark and so twisted, and it's becoming harder and harder to be a Jesus follower and live in the adventure that he has called us to. Like, is that stopping you from saying yes to the adventure? We have to leave some things behind. But do you know what you gain? You gain life and life to the fullest. You gain joy. Jesus says in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. My favorite part of the story happens later on in verses 17 to 20. It says, the 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. The 72, they return from their adventure filled with joy. Like, can you imagine if every Sunday when we left these doors and we believe that movement started on Mondays, like, we were saying yes to the adventure and we returned the following Sunday filled with joy. Like, can you imagine the kind of joy that we would experience if we just said yes to the adventure of following Jesus and we saw Jesus do something unreal in our city? Like, that's the kind of adventure we're saying yes to. That's the kind of posture we have as Jesus people, is we want to be filled with joy, the only kind of joy that matters, which comes from the adventure of following Jesus. I love that they tell Jesus, like, Jesus, we were able to do these things. Like, you were right. You were right all along. And Jesus is like, why are you surprised? Like, I'm King Jesus. Like, he's like, don't rejoice over the fact that I was right. Like, rejoice over the fact that lost people now know me. Like, people know me. Jesus loves saving lost people. Like, he loves saving people. He loves seeing people come into his church and experience the greatness of Jesus. And he uses ordinary people like us. I want you to know that there is no greater joy than following Jesus. There is no greater joy than following Jesus. There is nothing that compares to how sweet it is. No amount of money, no job, no vacation, no status. Nothing compares to the adventure of following Jesus. Jesus is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And our attitude will always be to say yes to where he's leading us. Our posture will always be sent and not safe. We will never stop looking for the next open door. We will never stop asking waiters and waitresses how we can pray for them at restaurants. We will never stop chasing the miracles that only Jesus can provide. We will never stop starting churches. We will never stop creating new groups. We will never stop discipling people. We will never stop serving our city together. We'll never stop fasting or praying because adventure is our attitude, church. Like, this is the adventure of Jesus following that Jesus has called us to. It's not supposed to be boring, church. Like, he has called us to an adventure that is full of life and life to the fullest. Like, what is the adventure that you've given up on today? What is the more that Jesus put in your life and you've just stopped praying about? Like, what is the thing that you want to see God do in your life that you've just given up on? Don't give up on that dream. Don't give up on that adventure. Like, Jesus is calling you to more. One of my favorite writers, a lot of you guys probably have read his books. His name's Bob Goff. Bob Goff is, he wrote a book called Love Does, and Love Does is, it's an incredible book. Like, if you're taking notes and you haven't read it, write down the name of the book, buy it, and read it. But one of his quotes from this book, I just find so interesting. He says, "I don't think anyone aims to be typical, really. Most people even vow to themselves, sometime in high school or college, not to be typical. But still, they just kind of loop back to it somehow. Like the circular rails of a train at an amusement park, the scripts we know offer a brand of security, of predictability, and of safety for us. But the problem is, they only take us where we've already been. They loop us back to places where everyone can easily go. Living a different kind of life takes some guts. Like, it takes grit and a new way of seeing things. Here's the reality this morning. I don't know what kind of adventure Jesus is calling each of you on. Like, I have no idea how difficult it could get. I have no idea how incredible it could get. But I know this. We serve a good God. We serve a good God who loves taking his church on adventure. And if we just had the posture to say yes, like, what kind of stories would we see take place? Like, in what ways would we start to celebrate what God is doing here every week? Like, if we said no to security, predictability, and safety, and we said yes to doing hard things, we said yes to running into places where people are running out of, we said yes to having hard conversations and being bold, like, what kind of adventure stories would we come back telling? Like, I believe that this is what Jesus wants for our church. I want to close with a story. When I graduated high school, I decided to go to school in Minnesota for a year. Don't ask why. I really don't know how I got to that decision. It was an impulse decision, and I was 18. I didn't know what I was doing. And I realized that it was really cold up there, and so I moved back after a year. But small Bible school, and I was so grateful for that year because that's the year that Jesus redefined adventure in my life. Like, as I was thinking and preparing for this message, I was like, that is the moment that I started to think about adventure and Jesus following so differently. I was surrounded by all these students who would do anything for Jesus. Like, they would literally move anywhere. They would say anything. They would pray for anyone. They were bold. They were full of grit. They had guts to do crazy, wild things to follow Jesus. I just remember being like challenged and being like, oh my goodness, like, these people are living out their faith. And every Sunday night we would do this thing where we would go out into the University of Minnesota and we would just like share the gospel. Like, we would just go try and meet strangers and we would just go try and talk to people. And like, honestly, I hated it. Like, it was like, this is so awkward. Like, I don't want to approach strangers. Please don't make me do this. And Sunday night after Sunday night, we would just go talk to these random students at University of Minnesota. I remember being frustrated and confused and just being like, God, like, what do you want for me in this? Like, but then everything started to shift. And I started to just keep saying yes every Sunday. Okay, God, like, I don't want to go at all. Like, I remember being in the car and being like, having to pep myself up to go on this wild, crazy adventure. But if I didn't say yes, I wouldn't have been able to stumble into a room and meet this group of Muslim students who go to the school and just play like ping pong with them and get to know them, become friends with them, and talk the Bible with them and share my testimony with them. Like, I wouldn't be able to have that story and adventure. Like, I wouldn't be able to tell you stories of the times that I sat down with religious majors and just talked about the Bible and talked about why I believe Jesus is really who he said he was. Like, I wouldn't be able to tell you the really weird story where I was walking down a street and I saw Machine Gun Kelly getting out of a car, and so I yelled the 4 points of the gospel to him. Thank you, Equip, shout out. Like, I wouldn't be able to tell you these stories. There's one story from that time in my life that I'll never forget. I was walking on the street one night and it was freezing because Minnesota, don't forget. And me and my friend were walking and we're just praying, God, like, who do you want us to speak to? And we walk and we see this lady and she's clearly homeless. And so we start talking to her and her name's Deb. And so we ask Deb if we can get her some food and get her a jacket. And so we do that. And then we're just praying for Deb and we're just talking to God about Deb and we're praying for her and all the things that are going on in her life. And I look up in the middle of the prayer and she's got tears coming down her eyes. And I just had this sense that like Jesus was calling her to more. And so we asked her, we said, Deb, like, do you want to give your life to Jesus? Like, do you want that? Like, do you want to start your adventure of following Jesus? So she says, yes, like, I want that. So she prays right there, gives her life to the Lord on the streets of Minneapolis. And we come back and we celebrate all that God did that night. And we're all telling stories. And I'm obviously so excited because we just saw someone come home to know Jesus. And I'm telling the story of Deb and this girl across the room who is also a part of this ministry on Sunday nights. She says, oh, Deb, I know Deb. Like, I met Deb a couple months ago and I've been praying for Deb. I met her on the streets one night and I've been praying for the needs she has in her life. And I've been texting back and forth with her and just asking how I can pray specifically for her and with her. And then this other girl goes, oh, I know Deb too. Like, I met Deb and I bought her a Bible. Like, I bought her a Bible and because she said, I want to know more about God. And so I got her this Bible and I told her like where to start. And I said, start reading the Gospels. And like, she started her adventure of following Jesus that way. And then this other guy and this girl, they're together. And they're like, hey, we actually, like, for the past 3 weeks, we've been taking Deb to church with us. Like, Deb said that, like, she wanted to go to church. And so we've been taking her to church. And so, like, I just sat there and I was like, this is the church. Like, this is the adventure that Jesus has called us to. Like, there is this woman who is living on the streets of Minneapolis, and she's gotten a Bible, she's gotten prayed for, people are taking her to church, and now she knows Jesus. Like, what kind of stories would happen if we started to say yes to following Jesus? Like, what would begin to happen? Elevate City, we can't miss out on the adventure that Jesus has for us. Like, our posture must be yes. We must be obedient. We must be ready to run into the places, to have story after story of the way that Jesus showed up. What adventure have you given up on? And are you living the adventure that Jesus has called you to? Let me pray for us. Father, thank you so much. Thank you that you are a good God. Thank you that you know us. Thank you, God, that you write better adventures than we could ever write ourselves. Jesus, thank you that you call us to say yes. God, I just pray that we would leave this place different. I pray that we would leave this place changed. I pray that we would start to see the adventure of following Jesus. And if you're in this room and you've never said yes to following Jesus, and tonight, today may be the first time that you start to feel this tug on the Spirit, and you start to say, okay, God, like, what are you calling me to follow you? Like, I just want to ask you to pray this after me. Jesus, I want to know you. I realize that you came from heaven to earth, that you died on the cross for me. God, I want to step into the adventure of following Jesus. I want to say yes to where you're leading me. And if you said yes to that today, I just want to ask you, this is the first adventure that you could take. It's on the count of three, with every eye closed, to just raise your hand and be bold to say yes. One, two, three. Jesus, we love you. We are your church. Jesus, we are so grateful that we do not have a boring faith, but we have a faith full of adventure. Jesus, draw our attention and our lives to you and you only. It's in your name I pray. Amen.